Blog Talk Radio.
Now that's something different. Huh? That's not a usual theme. Huh? What is that? Is everybody out there saying, wait, where's Pump It Up? What show is this? Well, you got the right show. It's the Bridal Body Shop. It's me and Elise. It's Elite and me. Me is Lori Towers. Elite is Elite Siegelman. You got the lineup. We're here. We're back. And and that was for anybody who's under 20. No, I think everybody should know the Beach Boys. That was Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, 1966. What do you think of that? Carol Kay on bass. What do you think of that? Are you impressed, Elite?
Very impressed.
Are you impressed?
Very impressed.
Okay. What is the reason for that, Elite? Why do we have the Beach Boys? Tell us all.
I think it's the chorus. Today we're doing the Beach Body Tips.
And why are we doing... Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get a round of applause for that. Here's the next question. Okay, everybody's energetic today. The next question is, why? Why are we doing Beach Body Tips today?
Is it because it's Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, it is.
Summer?
And chewing gum. Yes, absolutely. That is exactly why
chewing
we're doing
gum.
But that
gum.
Is exactly why it is, because it is Memorial Day weekend, and as we embark on Memorial Day weekend, it's the first beach weekend. So we're getting everybody in shape with our tips.
That's right.
Tips for Memorial Day weekend, because that is what we're going to be doing on our Chewing the Fat segment. That's going to be the first half of our show. We have about, let me see, 1, 2, 3, about 10 tips. We hope to get to them all, and they'll be designed to keep you in mind as far as what to eat this weekend, what to do after you've overeaten, and that's going to be the first half of our show. The second half, we have a special guest, Ashley Mitchell, who will be on. She is an actress and a personal trainer, and she has got so much to do this summer. I don't know if she plans on sleeping this summer. She has got an IMBF, a Hercules bodybuilding figure event that she's competing in, Elite, and that's coming up on the last half of the summer. And she also has a movie that's being released, Jersey Shore Massacre. She's going to be very busy, and she's going to be talking to us. And in addition to all this, she also has boot camp classes going on all the time.
You're kidding me, right?
And she's got actually a nice clientele. So in addition to all of this, she has time to visit with us.
What's better than that?
Like a nice lady. So she'll be visiting with us the second half of our show. Okay, now, business at hand. Elise,
yes.
Here I come.
Where are we going?
I'm headed for your expertise. I have overdone it all winter. I have eaten all the wrong foods. I have exercised not a bit. And I'm coming to you and I'm saying, Elise, I want you to get me in shape for the summer.
Just for the summer?
That's good girl. That's exactly what you should say, because it's for the rest of your life. That's the idea. It's,
mm-hmm.
And in our business,
that's our job.
Our motto is, and this is geared to the brides, but it could really be for anybody, it's a dress for a day, it's your body for a lifetime. And that's really what we believe. It's the dresses can look good for the day, the clothes will look good for as long as you keep them well, but it's what's underneath that counts and actually enhances all the threads that drape you. So that's what we're all about. And if you have any questions, if you want to email us, and we actually get emails all week, it's thebridalbodyshop@aol.com. And if you want to give us a call now, it's 347-857-1867. Elite, what are you going to be doing this weekend? Anything special?
No, not really. I'll just be working. Having a little company.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. About it.
For all those who are envious.
But we work it out every single day.
There you go. I was going to say, for all those who are envious of our glamorous life, that's pretty much what we're doing, you know. Catching up on paperwork, of course, working out and entertaining.
That's it.
Okay, now where do you think, I'm going to ask you this, where do you think that most people make the mistakes as far as, say they're going to a barbecue this weekend. Where do you think they make where the trappings are that they don't see? What do you think?
The first thing they do is usually before they serve the food, have the chips and the dips and everything on the table, and that's what they start picking. And then they have the beer in the other hand, so they're sipping the beer or drinking the wine, which is not bad if you just drank a beer or a wine.
It's never just that, right?
But they're picking, and people don't know that the beer and wine only triggers your appetite. Because it has sugars in it, and sugar requires more sugar, and then requires more sugar, and then wants more sugar and more sugar. It's a domino effect. Right, Laura?
That's exactly right. And you know what? I think it's kind of a monkey see, monkey do, because you see people eating, and even if you're not hungry, you're automatically doing the same thing. I guess it's like social drinking as well. You know, eating is a social, it's kind of social intercourse in a way. And you just pick because somebody else is picking. And let's be serious. I mean, both of you and I are very mindful of what we eat. But if we went to a barbecue and there was just all the good things that we tell people to eat all the time, it would be boring. So I think the fact that the food is going to be there and you can embrace it, but you can just know where to curb things where you can. And I think the first point that I'm going to bring up, and this is actually an article that I did a couple of years ago, so we're taking the tips, the beach body tips from that. The first one is be mindful of hidden calories that lurk beneath the labels of healthy foods. In other words, if something says it's a smoothie, that doesn't mean it's not high in calories. A smoothie could be as much as two Snickers bars, but people are getting it because, oh, it's probably going to be better for me. It's a smoothie. It's made with fruit. Yeah, it's made with some fruit, but it's usually a lot of sugar and cream and so on and so forth. And again, not saying don't have it, but don't think that you're being mindful of what you should be eating just because you're having a smoothie, because you know it is getting up there in calories. So I think that's also one of the things. And sodas, you know, you're going to see a lot of soda on the table this weekend,
especially non-diet sodas. Yeah. Such empty calories, empty calories.
And there's a lot of sodium too. So people be mindful of that too. You know.
Well, yeah.
And what I usually say is, and it's and everybody can say, oh, that's no fun. But the best beverage that you can drink is from Mother Nature. I mean, water is probably the best thing. It rehydrates you so effectively, and there's no calories. So I mean, that's usually the best thing. But you know, but if you can have the sodas and the wines and so on and so forth, just think about it a little bit more. Before you, you know, make that second trip to the table, go ahead, Elite. Give me another one. Give me another one, Elite. Come on, you could do it. We're all behind you. Go ahead.
Like I was talking before about the wine or a beer or something like that. There are healthier choices to make. Also, with the drinking alcohol. I mean, beer is good if you go to the light beers, but again, you can't have 12 beers and think that just because it's light you're doing well. It's not true. Also, with the wine, I mean, wine is a good choice, but 80 calories a glass times 10, it doesn't, you know, add up well for the day. So, just don't go nuts with the alcoholic drinks because they are hidden fats, hidden calories, I should say.
And I'm going to say times 10, you give somebody else the keys. You better not be on the road.
Well, that's a given. Hopefully they're smart enough to know that.
And, you know, the funny thing is this is a big weekend for checkpoints, you know, when they're with the state. They would have, I mean, any time the troopers were always there, there was always these major, because this is the first big one. And people seem to just, like, really have to party hardy. This particular one, we're so happy that winter is over, and you know we had some things to be concerned about.
Forget about winter. How about hurricanes?
That's exactly
about,
right. So now this is
get your
really
life
to
back together.
Right. and this is reason to celebrate. So people are going to go crazy and, you know, do it. But just, you know, have somebody else driving and someone else who probably, you know, had far less drinks than that. Okay, I'm going to go for, let me think, what do I want to say, Elise? Okay, I think the best thing to do is, and you, and I'm gonna copycat you. Before you go to a barbecue, I've never gone any place to eat on an empty stomach. I usually eat a little bit before, just so you don't overweight, you don't overeat. But make sure you have a big breakfast, at least within an hour of waking up, and eat smaller amounts during the day. This way you could enjoy, but you could enjoy in smaller portions, and you won't gorge. So that's really it. But the idea is when you're at a barbecue, well, why do you want to sit in one place? You know,
that's the big key. You can't sit at the barbecue. You keep eating and picking. Just get up, walk around.
But what about something that we like to do? What about Frisbee? What about something like that? If you're in a barbecue, most likely you have a backyard. So why aren't you tossing the Frisbee? Why aren't you getting there and get involved in volleyball or something? Do something. Don't just...
It's a lot of fun.
It is. And the idea is it's not only fun, but you're burning calories.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Instead of sitting in one place, or maybe grab your spouse, partner, or just a friend, or maybe your kids, and take a little bit of a walk around the block. You know, after
you have a dog, walk the dog.
Yeah, something. But just that's the idea. Keeping moving. My personal feeling is barbecuing is probably the healthiest way to lose some of those extra calories that usually get added on to the cooking process. So, I mean, when I've barbecued in the past, I don't put anything really heavy on it. I mean, like maybe some mustard, which is a better substitute for mayo. And it really has lower calories and lower fat and actually is lower in sodium than most of the basting things that you see on the shelves now. So that's probably the best thing. And it tastes good. And just, you know, the idea is you want to taste the food. You don't want to taste the seasoning. So just, I mean, like, I remember my grandmother used to make this steak every Saturday night, and she just made it with a little bit of oil, and the rest was she threw some salt on it, and that was it. There was
no seasonings are calorie-free, you know.
But
I mean, if you keep putting a lot of seasoning on, that's fine. Just stay away from the creams and stuff like
that. Exactly
right,
That's
the bad form.
But, I mean, keep it as close to the food as possible. Keep food in its raw state, if you cook it correctly, is wonderful. It's got its own seasoning. So maybe just add a little bit of salt. I like to taste the food I'm eating. I don't want to taste everything on it. You know, you lose the flavor that way. Do you know what I'm saying, Elise? Do you agree with me?
Totally agree with you. That's why I'm sitting next to you here.
Oh, okay. I just thought, you know, you had nothing else to do today. I wasn't sure. I never ask these questions.
Yeah.
Now, okay, let's pick some things that people could do after they've overeaten, as far as cardio, little things they could do the next day.
The next day.
Yeah. What do you think they could do, Elise?
Well, get back on their eating regimen, so, you know, don't overdo it again the second day. And you could have leftovers, even though barbecue food never tastes good leftovers. So I don't know about you, but that's what I feel. You know, just get back on healthy eating track. And, of course, hopefully you exercise.
And I agree.
True?
I totally agree. And and what people don't realize is the summertime is the best time to do everything. You know, when you say, oh, I didn't really want to exercise, it was too cold, it was too this, it was too that, well, you know what? You got a beautiful landscape, go out, walk a little bit. You know, instead of a stationary bike, and there are people that don't know how to ride a bike, if you know how to ride a bike, that is the best thing. Get out.
I'm sure people know how to walk.
I'm just saying, if they want to be, because, I mean, personally, walking is a form of exercise, but you know
what's great about walking? You can always do it with a group of people.
Yeah.
And you know how fast it goes when you keep talking and you walk in and talk.
I do, but I also know people do lollygag, and they're talking and talking. They slow up the walk. And Elite, you
true,
know this too.
True,
you
true,
know this
true,
to be a fact.
True, but they are moving their bodies, okay? And there should be somebody who's the motivator in the group. Come
is
on,
it,
girl.
Is
let's
it,
move it.
Is it better than sitting on a couch? Sure. But
of
I
course.
Prefer a bike or to really get
well,
the heart rate up a little bit.
Well, you take 10 steps ahead of anybody
well,
anyway.
Well, that's
so.
What I'm saying. But that's why I don't have to count the calories. So there, see that?
You go.
See how that goes? But, I mean, a stationary bike is good to have in your house.
Yes.
And, I mean, and I have one. But the best thing to do is just to get outside and just
especially when it's nice out. It's beautiful.
There's nothing better.
Very, very few days like nice days outside, especially if you live in New York.
And you know what's nice to do? I don't know if you've ever done this. I used to work with the rowing team from Hunter College, and I was rowing along the Central Park.
The cardio exercise.
That, and let me, you know something? It looks like it's easy.
No, it's very hard.
Oh, my, and there I was acting like a big shot. Yeah, I could do this, but I could do this. This is fun. I got there, and I actually, that's what I was hoping for, but I did not get it because it really was a hardship. And
I'll give you another one.
Well, that's a sympathy, huh? You know, that's not what I want. But it's actually very, very hard to do, and those who do it well make it look very easy. But, but that's the, and you know, and getting back to our tips and foods to eat, there is going to be a lot of cakes, there's going to be a lot of pies, and there's going to be a lot of ice cream on the table this weekend. So I think the best thing to do is have them, but you know what? I'm sure whatever house you're going to or whatever people you're serving, I guarantee there's going to be some fruit. So, you know, summer fruits are the best. I mean, just enjoy them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that I think is another good choice.
Well, I'm sure people know how to make the right choices. They just want to grab what tastes better.
Well, absolutely.
And it's okay to do it the first, you know, one day. But just make sure you get back on track the next day.
And that's where it's very easy to fall in. Like, you know, people don't realize you can have that cheat day and it could be fine. And you get right back into eating clean the next day. But, you know, I think people fall and say, well, it's already too late. Why
or
would you
it's
say
Memorial
that?
Day weekend, which is 3 days of eating? I don't think so.
Well, some people might do it. Wouldn't be us.
Well, it's usually the people that go away. But you know what? If you go away, you're going to eat or you're going to drink. Just, you know, move the body a little more. And summertime is the easiest time to lose weight, actually, because you can go out more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Out and about, more, you know, busier. It's just nice to go out and just move.
I agree. And, you know, you made a good point there, and I'm not veering off, but, you know, a lot of people go on cruises in the summer, and they always say, oh, you know, I'm going to gain a lot of weight because I'm on. Well, you know, you don't necessarily have to gain a lot of weight because you went on a cruise because there will be healthy food there.
I lost weight on my cruise, okay?
Well, we aren't, you know.
I'm just telling you, and I ate a lot. They feed you 24/7.
But you also found your way to gyms that are always available.
I found my way to the gym every morning. I kept myself active. I swam. And I had the healthy, and they have choices on the cruise. They have, you know, the health menu. They have, what's it called, the spa menu.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I chose from every night. And it's, I tell you, it's delicious. Everything is delicious. Tastes the same as the regular menu.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, there's a menu that would be accessible to you. And there's and any cruise ship that I've known of has a fairly well-stocked gym. So you can work out.
Yeah,
definitely. You can work out.
And they have tracks to walk around in. They have basketball courts. They have whatever you want. It's everything on a ship.
Yeah. So there's really, like,
no excuse. There's really no excuse. I can't. And that's why I hear it all the time, I hear excuses.
Well, like we always said, it's just a matter of where you want to control where you're going. And that's really what, you know, your weight is about. It's about controlling what you put in and controlling what you put out. And that's it. Like I said, enjoy this weekend. But, you know, enjoy it within moderation and just move around a little bit because that's what it's supposed to be. I mean, not only going to the beach a beautiful experience, but it doesn't mean you have to, like, lie in the sun, which is not necessarily good for you anyway. But move around. Move around. Walk around. Walk to the water and back.
How about moderation? Everything in moderation.
Yeah. I mean, swim if you like to swim. But it just enjoy yourself, but just think about, you know, other things as opposed to overindulging. You know, I think it's kind of easy for me because I'm a vegetarian, so it's like, you know, I'm automatically limited. You know?
Yeah, I know.
It's automatic. I mean, if it's not fish, if it's not, you know, because people will say, well, you're a vegetarian. Here's some chicken. Well, no. Well, here's some turkey. Well, no.
No.
But I do eat fish. So, but if not, you know, nothing tastes better than corn on the cob on a barbecue.
Oh, that's
is that
it's
is that nice?
But that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. That is like the best.
And it's better when you cook it in the husk. Everybody out there, cook it in the husk. It keeps the juices
that?
In.
You told me that, right?
Mm-hmm. It keeps all the juices in. Don't peel that husk off. Keep it on. You take it off, and it's just heaven.
But does it get nicely browned?
It sure does.
Does it?
It sure does.
I've never done that.
Right through the husk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you let me have a piece of corn on the cob.
Oh,
once. Yeah, that was nice of you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it again. Hint, 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 hint. So I think that we have the lovely Ashley Mitchell on the line. Is she on? Bring her in.
Wait. Don't say hello yet, Ashley.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hey. Hi, darling.
Now we hear you.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome to
Thank
the show,
you.
Darling.
Thank
how
you
are
for
today?
Having me.
Oh, my God.
I'm good.
You know, I was saying to Elite before, you're not going to have any time this summer to do anything, are you?
Not so much. I'm really trying to take it day by day.
Mike, I mean, it's just amazing. Now, your competition is when? This is the INFBF Hercules Bodybuilding. That is before, is that coming up? Give us the exact date for that.
That is June 29th at Murray Bertram High School.
Okay.
It's sort of like an all-day event, starting from, I believe, 11 in the morning, and then we have finals about 7 p.m. that night. So it's a whole day event.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So you're going to be, So you, I don't know how you, and you have a nice bulky clientele. I don't know how you have the time for all this. I really don't, because it's amazing to me.
it's been sort of a day-by-day type thing, you know. It's been very... very intense training and the food and still trying to keep up with the spinning classes that I do, and that's in glutes and my boot camp in the park and my clients. So it's kind of a day-by-day, week-by-week type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find your energy?
Oh, my gosh. I do meditate, so that definitely helps. I feel like the food is so clean. That helps a lot. I wish there was a little bit more of it, but that definitely helps. And I've been trying to sleep as often as possible and trying not to be too dependent on caffeine. Sorry, my weakness, my fallback. And just trying to surround myself with people and friends and encourage what I'm doing and are very supportive because, you know, at this point, I can't have any bad energy.
No negative.
So limited and so forth. But it's going well. It's going well. It's a work in progress.
Now, this lady is not just a pretty face. She's got a degree from Notre Dame in BA in psychology and theater, and then you got an MFA in acting from New School of Drama. So let me ask you this. What sparked your interest in acting and pursuing a life in the arts?
It's funny because I feel like with most people, they always sort of have a film that they saw or like a play on stage that kind of got that for them. But for me, being very young, I always sort of loved to storytell and put on shows for my family. You know, I would act out like a love scene with, you know, my hand or play the piano or dance the Little Mermaid soundtrack or do whatever I could to get them to sort of watch and sort of indulge me. But my whole life, I just sort of loved to storytell and sort of escape. And I felt like I didn't have many friends growing up, so that was sort of my way of coping and dealing with life. Cool. And then as sort of time, you know, went on, it really became something to help me make sense of my experiences. And when you do see something or, you know, watch something that inspires you or sort of sparks that in you, it really does change you. And I really get and that really gives you hope. And then that sort of became me wanting to do that for people, to, you know, to sort of tell stories to help them with their situations and it being more than just, you know, for fun and laughs, and it can actually be moving and life changing. And so it got more and more serious as time sort of progressed. But at first it was more of, let me put on a show for my family and make them watch for 4 hours.
Now, is that why you moved to New York?
I moved here for graduate school, and it was a 3-year deal. And then once that was done, it was sort of about survival, which I, you know, it's funny because I feel like that's sort of where I really got the acting tools needed to survive in this profession, because there's really nothing like experiences to help you know how to really tap into that character or to make sense of the story that you're trying to tell. So, you know, post-grad school, it was sort of real life, because it was just school to school to school, and then being in New York. And, you know, like I did have a good set of friends by that point, but it's still terrifying. You know, so I had the most random jobs that you can think of, from deflowering roses to flyers on the street to being a waiter to doing this and that, and just meeting so many people and learning so much from that. So it was priceless in that way. And it really wasn't until I started working at Lyft Gym that I met Pat Panico, who's just a phenomenal trainer. He's such a great guy, and he I will never forget this. He completely insulted me because I was working the front desk there for about 2 years, and he walked up to me, strutted up to me, like, "You have really bad acne and you're a little overweight. I want to help you." I'm like, "Well, that's the worst proposal I've ever heard.
You know what? I'm laughing because anybody who knows Patrick, and she and I both know him, he's a really nice guy, but he could be so terribly inappropriate.
Yeah, you don't say that.
You know what? You have to know this man to realize, and he doesn't realize. And I said to him once, I don't know how somebody never set you on fire. I really don't know, because he says most outrageous thing, and he still has all his teeth. It's amazing. So the minute you said Patrick Panico, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, he is an amazing person. There's no one like him on this earth, and I will always love him and cherish him. He's changed my life. And so I worked with him for about 5 or 6 months, and completely free, and it's just because he's a great person like that. And so he sort of got me into this whole world that I just got completely hooked on about two years ago. And I used to smoke, and I quit smoking, and then I started to teach for spinning, and then I became a trainer, and the day that I became a trainer was the day that I quit smoking. And it was just this constant sort of growth because of him, really. So he, you know, he really changed my life. So it was Lyft Gym that kind of started this whole you know, thing for me and changed my life. And I'm in love with this world, and it's worked well, you know, it's worked well with the acting too. So it's a good little balance.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm thinking way back when, who was it? Linda Hamilton, who was in Terminator. Was she in Terminator 2? Okay.
Yeah.
And I remember, because I had friends that worked with her, and she was told immediately after that role she was going to have to get rid of the muscle. Now, do you find that you being buff or you being in shape is helping you get those leading roles, or do you think it's stopping you? Tell me your take on that.
Both. It's funny because I just had a class with a casting associate a few weeks ago, and she sent me sides because based on my picture, which doesn't show my body, she gave me sides for this role that was sort of this meek woman who can't get the guy. And so I was wearing no sleeves and jeans, and I was thinking that I, you know, was trying to show off my body because you have to in this world and in this profession. Mm-hmm. And the only thing she said to me was how I should wear sleeves or not cross my arms because my muscles
mm-hmm.
are popping out. I'm like, really? Can you not see past that and tell
mm-hmm.
me how my acting was for the character? So I think it can limit you as far as the type of roles that you do, but there's so much out there for strong women, and there's not a lot of women
yeah.
that can do that, you know? So
mm-hmm.
so I think I'm making my chances a little bit better to succeed in this profession, and I have to remind myself of people, you know, sort of like Angelina Jolie and those, you know,
mm-hmm.
those women who are strong and
right.
and who succeed in those parts. But there's
mm-hmm.
always going to be those people that think you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, put a costume on me, lady. Use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Put on, you know, a long sleeve dress on me, and it can work.
Yeah.
But it's sad how there's some people that can't look beyond that or use their imagination to see past that. And, you know, I don't really want to work with those people. So it's fine. It's sort of, it does exist. It's just a matter of finding those roles that are right for you
mm-hmm.
and those people that are willing to take a chance on you if the role is a little bit off from your look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in this profession, it's sort of what is your type? And I hate saying that and I hate to
hear
it. Yeah,
unfortunately.
But
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it's the truth and that's just the way it is. And I've accepted it and I love my new type, if you want to say that. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a type that should be. I mean, there are strong women out there. I mean, and what is wrong? I mean, especially like when I was competing way back then, it wasn't as common for
mm-hmm.
a woman to have muscle. You're talking about like in the 80s. But now, what is wrong with a woman having a little bit of muscle? I don't understand that.
I think it's so sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's a place for everything. But you know, and it's the scariest type is when you don't want to go bashing Hollywood, but there is a character role for every body type if you're a male. But if you're
mm-hmm.
female, you have to look a certain way and always trip and break your ankle if you're running from
mm-hmm.
something. And I think I find that to be just incredible that
mm-hmm.
we can't find a spot for strong women. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's sad.
You know?
You never will. You never will. I'm going to take you off a little bit of track. Tell us a little about your boot camp classes and where are they and how you sign up, all that information.
Oh, sure. So I have those classes. It's called Total Body and Mind Transformation. I have on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday nights at 6:30 at night, and then Sundays at 8:30 in the morning. And we meet at Columbus Circle and we go around the park,
mm-hmm.
and I sort of use quotes and affirmations and in the beginning and, you know, with each sort of chunk that we do. And it's usually two or three, you know, sort of leg exercises paired up with a little burst of, you know, squat jumps or whatever that I have planned for that day. But there's always, you know, you can do part A or part B and sort of do what feels good for you. And there's always sort of something for all ages and all groups. So I feel like boot camp scares so many people, but it's actually quite
mm-hmm.
fun. And it's not just let's, you know, have a pool of sweat and that's it. So we sort of, you know, use quotes and I, you know, we'll choose like what would you attempt to do if you knew that you could not fail. And my own motto,
mm-hmm.
and I'll ask people that I try to make sure that they're okay with talking back and that sort of thing, because some people,
mm-hmm.
It's very hard for them to make it in the first place, so they don't want to repeat after me or, you know, to be on the spot. So I always try to talk a little bit with each person beforehand so that they have a great experience. But it's just so nice to go to the park and work out and meet new people and, you know, just make new friends and just
mm-hmm.
be in this weather, which has been on and off lately with the rain. And we had our first...
Right.
Boot camp in the rain Sunday.
So you still trained them in the rain.
We still did it. Nobody got hurt, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Wow.
But we were drenched in mud and sweat, and it was a great time. So But yeah, it's good. It's good. So it's 4 times a week. And if you go to my website, liftyourwaytofit.com, it has all the information there as well. But yeah, it's a great time, and it's not as scary as people probably think it is with boot camp in there, but it's good. It's for your body and mind, and you leave feeling a little bit more rejuvenated, and it's a good time.
And you know what I love? I love your quote, discover the best version of yourself and live it. Do you love that, Elise?
Mm-hmm.
That is like, it's so simple, you know, because the thing is, mm-hmm. everybody's personal best is theirs. It's personal. So mm-hmm. you just find that and be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's deep, but it's very simple.
It fits into everybody's life.
Right, right. So that's, I mean, it's just, and no, Ashley, I don't know if you were listening to the first half of the show, but we were giving people tips for being, everybody's going to be, you know, barbecuing this weekend and possibly mm-hmm. overeating. Any tips that you would give them?
You know, these events are usually hours and hours long, and, mm-hmm. you know, you feel a little bit awkward, so you eat more than you want to, and drink a little bit more than you really intend to. So just have water in your hand to take a
mm-hmm.
break from the food that you're about
mm-hmm.
to put in your mouth or the drink that you're about to consume next. And so sort of try to break it up with water because you're dehydrated when you think you want food. So if you break it up a little bit more like that, you won't consume as much. And then also I would say maybe chew gum you really are ready to eat what you want to eat, and maybe just break it up a little bit more throughout the 4 or 5 hour event to where you don't really consume as much as you can, because I've been there, and I know that it can get bad where you have 4 plates full of stuff that you didn't even really want, except maybe one.
Macaroni salad.
So,
yeah.
So I would say to do that. I like to show up and you know, to gum and have a pack of gum on me just because food is my weakness, and I know
uh-huh.
how hard that can be, so that helps to make sure that I don't have, you know, like a breast of chicken in my mouth nonstop. So that's what I would say.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot. With your competition coming up, what's your training and diet been like, and how are you preparing for it?
Nick Shaw, Renaissance Periodization.
Mm-hmm.
He runs that business, and Nick Shaw he's been a big help. It's been really tough. I'm not going to sugarcoat the whole experience, but I have to say I've never felt stronger in my life, and I feel like I am discovering the best version of myself and living it. I feel like I'm truly living my quote and my motto. But he approached me about 4 months ago when he heard that I signed up, and I was doing my own thing, thinking that I knew what I was doing. And I am a trainer, but I don't have experience in the bodybuilding world, and it's so different. There's so
it's
many types of training, and I wasn't aware of really what it took. And so he saw that I wasn't really transforming my body. So he offered to help me, and he sends me what I need to do each month as far as food goes and workouts go. And it's funny because I love lifting weight, so that's the fun part for me. It's the food that's my weakness. And it's basically just, you know, 3 ounces of lean protein with some greens every 3 hours with good carbs and good fats, like in the mid-afternoon on days that you lift. And tons of water, so you feel full, and shakes when you work out with whey protein and the casein, you know, right before bed, like an hour or so before bed. And it's not terrible because I do like all that food, but it just is not great knowing that if you wanted to partake in Thai food or whatever, you really shouldn't if you want to have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So the food is the really tough part for me, and so now it's about 5 weeks until the show. So I've been, you know, not to sound corny, but I've been listening to the Rocky soundtrack every morning and every workout and like throughout the day to get inspired, because you do have those moments where You're like, why am I doing this? Let me remind myself. Let me keep getting inspired. And then I have to remind myself that I'm human. And then when I go teach my classes and I'm saying these quotes, I'm like, yes, I believe them. And be proof of them. And time will pass. And so you might as well just do it and do it fully so you don't look back and have regrets, because that's probably the worst way to live. I would rather do something than not and never know. So I'm not sure if I will compete again, but I know that it's going well, and it's kind of a learning process. And I've never felt stronger, and I don't think I would be where I am today if it wasn't for Nick's help. So, I mean, it's such a learning experience, and I have to remind myself that this is new for me and I'm learning, and to be more patient with myself. And it's normal to crave those sugars and carbs. And I, it's a work in progress.
You're human.
And, you know, it's anybody who's competed knows it's not a natural state of being, because I remember the sodium depletion the last couple of weeks. It's just like, it's just not a natural state. But you do it, you know, for reasons of ego or whatever your motivator is. But it's a hard place to be all the time. But once you do it, there was a lot of things that you got from the process that were worth it, you know. But it's tough. It's tough work. It's really tough work.
Yeah. All right. How many weeks is that? How many weeks do you have to prepare?
I have 5 more weeks. I'm preparing for about 6 months now. And it's sort of each month I'll, like, drop the dairy. I'll drop this. So each month it's sort of...
And soon it's just going to be air.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
I heard, and I'm not sure, perhaps you can share your own experience, but you don't have water the day before the show. Is that true?
You're not supposed to, but, I mean, so many people have it, sucked on ice cubes. I mean, it's really, you can't dehydrate yourself. Although, you know, obviously every little vein will pop out beautifully, but you can't dehydrate.
It's so unhealthy.
It's really,
I mean, I don't get these competitions, so.
Well, you know what, even especially if you're doing a pose down and you're moving
around.
Yeah,
but I just don't get it. It's so unhealthy for you.
There's no way you can survive without any.
No,
it's
terrible.
It's tough. It's really tough.
It is tough. It's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Well,
so
you know, it's going to be great to draw on. And, you know, the funny thing is, it might be a horrible experience now or just a trying experience now, but the further you get away from it, the more you see you've got valuable stuff from it, you know. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
You'll find that more things were better than not.
Yeah. And I know that, well, I have my 28th birthday, June 25th, so it's 4 days before the show. So the day after the show, I'm throwing a party. I'm going to have tons of food, bear burger, pizza, a lot of desserts, and I'm going to splurge. So that's what I keep reminding myself every day, that I'm like, all right, you will have that day. It'll come. It'll be here before you know it. Just keep on. Keep going strong. Don't give up. And discover the best version of yourself and live it.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about that movie.
Yeah, tell us about this movie.
Jersey Shore Massacre. Tell us about that.
Do you kill the people?
I get killed. I shouldn't say that one first. I'm not the lead.
You're not the first
like
one,
the third
are you?
Lead.
I knew that.
So, so, like, I'm not the lead. The third lead, and the lead is the only one. I mean, I'm not really spoiling anything, because it does follow sort of the genre and the way that those films go. But I had such a blast. We filmed it last summer for about 6 weeks, and it's terrible because one spot that we shot at got completely destroyed. Because of what happened. Very sad. So I think we might have been the last place to shoot. Right on the shore. Yeah, but we shot on the shore and
part
in New Jersey
and
Connecticut. And so we were all over for about 6 weeks. But we might have been the last thing that shot there, which is very, I don't know, it's sad. And the people that lent us the beach house and everything, their home got destroyed. So Jersey Shore Massacre. I do feel extremely honored that we were able, you know, to be there with the people, and they were so kind to us while we were there. And I think that the Spy Global people, that they gave money to them and helped out. And so it's exciting, but at the same time, it's also very sad because of what happened there. But, I mean, it's sort of, you know, very predictable, but we have a great cast, very strong cast, and a lot of the guys, they are also trainers, so very fit, and I think being fit helped me get the part, because my role, Valerie, I'm this laxative, driven, half-naked young woman who kind of goes guy to guy to get what she wants, and So I think being in shape helped me get that part, and but it's going to be good. We have Ron Jeremy in it. We have some other people.
Oh, really? Okay.
In that world, and we have Stern that's promoting it.
Who's Jeremy? Ron Jeremy.
Who, I don't want to say too much about his part in it, but he's the one that sort of launches our road to self-destruction and to death. But that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say about Ron Jeremy in it.
Well, that's fine. We don't judge on this show. And he needs to work like everybody else does. Right?
Good for him,
Ashley,
to be out there again.
For him. So basically, it's you know, I guess by the title, you know, it's like a Friday the 13th sort of slasher, right? Am I right or wrong?
You're right. You're right, and it's very funny.
I was going to say it's not a Tennessee Williams play or anything like that.
But
I have to be honest with you, I love that stuff. I grew up. Every one of those movies that came out, I always saw them. You know, and they, like you said, they are predictable, but they're fun. They're fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when you first told me, I was saying, I hope you're not the one that runs, screams, and twists a heel and, you know, and dies that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's very, but yeah, it's very predictable, but the script and sort of what each person brought to their role does make it very different. And I think it'll be very great. So I'm really looking forward to it. And a few weeks ago, we had our sound work, so I got to see about 4 scenes. And
they did
a great job with the editing. Because I always feel like it's the writing and then the actor's role and then the editor's part. Also the director's. But it's sort of... Mm-hmm. It'll change, you know, with sort of each hoop that you go through. So you never really know how it's going to come out, which is terrifying and also very exciting. So to see a few scenes, it was looking really, really good. So, it should come out in August.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I'm there. You can't keep me away. But that's good stuff. And you know what's, so you haven't seen the whole thing yet, obviously, right?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's nice because you know, like when I do music and you lay down one track and another track and you have to hear it come together and it just sounds like a totally different product and it's lovely, you know, and then you really appreciate your work and everybody else's.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
And it's always, you know, so great to sort of spend so much time, like 18-hour days with the people and you form friendships that you never would have.
Yeah.
And it's that bond that you'll always have.
Oh, yeah.
So it's always just sad to leave a project, and then it's exciting to start your new one. So it's nice. It's a nice thing. And then plus, it's never the same. It's just sort of the same thing with the, you know, with the training and the camps. You just meet new people and new experiences. And I, you know, can never really have an 8-5, 9-6 job. So I will be doing this for as long as I can because I love it. Love that about it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of loving what you do. You can do it to an excess because I always tell people I love what I do, and it almost feels like I never work because it's like this is what I love to do. So I the fact that I get paid for it is a nice thing. But it's just like you never have to, you know, you're not one of those people on the train that's dreading going into work, you know. And that's the beauty of choosing choosing a career and not a job. And that's the big difference.
And it's very, very true. And it's funny because my I had this amazing professor, Siri Scott, my junior year, and I had her for 2 years straight. And I wasn't sure because I knew that I always wanted to pursue a life in the arts, but of course you get people saying, why don't you go for something more steady? Why don't you go to graduate school
for
psychology
yeah.
and this and mm-hmm. that? And to where she said something that was just very true, and I'm, you know, this is not word for word, of course, but it was something along the lines of there'll always be something sort of missing. You know, it could be money or love or whatever, and you don't want to just look back and wish that you had done what you wanted to do and not what the world wished you to do. So you might as well pursue what you really want to do and live with that choice instead of that regret. Resentment that would only be towards yourself, and
mm-hmm.
who cares about money? It comes and goes. So don't be safe and fail, dare to fail and go for it. And so she just, I don't know, really got me hyped up to where I was like, yes, I'm going to apply to graduate school and I'm going to New York. And I'm glad I did because I love my life here, and it's a life that I always want. And I'm glad that I met her in that one class that I accidentally signed up for, and then I got addicted to her. And,
and
she was, you know, she was my mentor. So it's just so fascinating how meeting, you know, Pat Panico or Nick Shaw or just these people that can change your life, and I'm hoping that I can too with what I'm doing.
I'm sure you will.
It's just, you know, it's just so fascinating how that kind of pans out.
Well, you know, we affect each other, and that's what we're supposed to do. Yeah. You know, we affect each other. So that's why you have to be very careful the energy you bring to somebody else, because it does matter. It does matter. You could make or break somebody's day with your choice of words or a kind gesture. Mm-hmm. And that's the way, I know it sounds corny, but that's pretty much the way I live my life, too. But, now, I want you to give a shout-out, announce anything that you want right now. This is your time. You want to give your website again. Anything that's coming up, Ed, you have the floor.
Okay. Yeah, I would say check out my website. And you can read about everything that I've mentioned today and to learn more about me and my background and my classes. So it's liftyourwaytofit.com. And you can write me at liftyourwaytofit@gmail.com. And, yeah, I would love to meet even more people. So please feel free to write me or contact me. And I look forward to meeting more fresh faces.
Mm-hmm. And you are a lovely lady, and always, always a pleasure to be with Ashley. And thank you so much for being on
thank
the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You are
thank
amazing,
you, thank
lovely,
you.
And thank you as well. And have a good day, ladies.
Bye-bye,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And she really is. And she really is the real deal. She's a nice lady, so well put together. She's smart. You know, caring, you know, she's just very well-rounded. And we're happy that she was on with us, and with the schedule she has, it's amazing.
Yeah? I don't know how she does it. And then competing for a competition,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm. It's,
no, it's not easy.
You're talking about taking a chunk of your life and just, like, focusing on something, you know? She's got some degrees behind her, so it's not the first time she's had to, you know, sweat it out and focus on something.
And she's so young. She's got such a long life ahead of her.
Mm-hmm. And God bless, you know.
Yeah,
focus
definitely.
At that
she's
age,
accomplished
you know?
A lot so young.
So what have we learned today, Elise, about Beachbody?
That I haven't started. That I've learned.
Wow. Where'd that come from?
Nah. God bless. God bless. I never say that.
Wow. No. See? Now, who do you sound like? Who do you sound like? Okay.
All right. Say goodbye.
Right. Well, we wish everybody a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and just be safe driving. Just enjoy. You know, this is what summer's about, but do it carefully, and just enjoy. Just enjoy being, and do it in a healthy fashion. And we will see you next week at the same time. And, Elite, do you think the Beach Boys could take us out again? What do you think?
I think so. They came
then,
here just for us today.
Then you know.
Right?
I'm
right.
ready. Can you say goodbye, Elite?
Goodbye, everyone.
Have a great one. I'm